I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons. President Vladimir Putin said the new weapons couldn't be intercepted and also raised Western concerns about a potential renewed arms race in the 21st century.
Russia was and remains a big nuclear state. But no one wanted to speak with us constructively. No one has listened to us. You listen to us now.
The Russian leader emphasized that the development of new weapons have no equivalent in the West, came in response to the U.S. withdrawal from a Cold War-era treaty banning missile defenses and U.S. efforts to develop a missile defense system. This is the third and possibly last day of a Russia-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area. However, no civilians have used the lull to leave the rubble-held suburbs. UN envoy, Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura said that while frustrated, the UN would not give up.
Any type of feeling that the UN is frustrated, forget it. We are not frustrated. We are determined because this otherwise becomes the copycat of Aleppo.
Residents say they do not trust the truce, and UN and aid agencies have criticized the unilateral arrangement, saying it gave no guarantees of safety for residents wishing to leave. U.S. President Donald Trump again called on lawmakers to approve some type of gun control legislation to prevent more school shootings. During Wednesday's meeting, Mr. Trump called for one great piece of legislation to address the gun control problem and asked if various suggestions from senators could be added to basic background checks. This is VOA News. South Korea plans to send a special envoy to North Korea in response to an invitation from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Doug Bernard has that story.
The news came via a statement from the South Korean presidential office saying that South Korean President Moon Jae-in told his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump about the decision in a phone call Thursday. The statement said Moon and Trump agreed to continue to make efforts to head toward the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization, maintaining the momentum of South-North dialogue. Moon has urged North Korea and the United States to talk to resolve the issue of Pyongyang's weapons program, which Kim has said he will never abandon. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with top executives from the U.S. steel and aluminum companies Thursday. Mariama Diallo has more.
Trump said in a Twitter posting Thursday morning that our steel and aluminum industries have been decimated by decades of unfair trade and bad policy with countries from around the world. The Trump administration has shown its desire to impose tariffs on various metal imports since last year. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross recommended that President Trump impose a tariff of at least 53% on all steel imports from China and 11 other countries. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in on Thursday criticized Japan's insistence that the issue of women forced to provide sex for Japanese troops in World War II has been settled. Moon said Japan must be able to squarely face the truth of history and justice with the universal conscience of humanity. He hoped that Japan would be able to reconcile with its neighbors and walk the path of peaceful coexistence and prosperity. His remarks were made during a speech marking the 99th anniversary of the launch of an independence movement from Japanese colonization. British Prime Minister Theresa May told European Council President Donald Tusk Thursday that the European Commission's draft legal text on Brexit is unacceptable. May also briefed Tusk on a speech that she will deliver Friday on the ambitious economic partnership that she wants to agree with the European Union. The health of the world's last male northern white rhino named Sudan has deteriorated, bringing the rhino subspecies a step closer to extinction caused by poaching. Sudan appeared to recover well from an infection that developed on his back right leg at the end of 2017, but another deeper infection was recently discovered in the same area. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music now.